I saw a wave, a dark wave, come over our nation, and it's not just the election, of course, but this program is going to be all in the name Rigged. Because when I and we formed Rigged, it was because of the financial system. But Rigged is now becoming common in America. It's all rigged.
In a rigged system, rigged in our culture, rigged in the system.
Today we're going to be discussing why is the economy, or why does the mainstream media seem to be telling you that the economy is doing so good? That the GDP grew, you know, if for instance, in the quarter three, a whopping 5.2%. What's going on? Well, there's two factors here. One's not going to surprise you probably, but the second one is unbelievable. And when you put them both together, you're going to understand not only is the economy in real deep trouble, but we are in a severe situation in the United States considering the global dynamics and geopolitics. But what's really kind of going on is typically the economy has organic growth. It's small business. And then when you make money, you go and you spend money, and then you need accountants and you need supplies and money starts to move around. But that's not what's going on. The first point here is a lot of it is the federal government funding, especially in the defense department and now in green energy industries. And there's literally trillions of dollars in spending going there. And I think the green energy stuff, my opinion, it's going to be an absolute flop. Nobody's telling you about the chaos of electric vehicles. And they're not telling you that an electric car, one electric car for 1 year, uses more electricity than like 230 households. They're not telling you about the minerals that it takes, like cobalt and silver and other minerals it takes to build an electric vehicle. And the mining that needs to be increased by like 1,000% in order to provide these resources are just not available. They're not telling you that the batteries in electric vehicles are so toxic when and expensive too, by the way. Try replacing a battery in an electric vehicle. It'll cost you north of $20,000. But they're not telling you how toxic those batteries are. And the irony is the left is trying to play off like, hey, you know, this is all good stuff. They're always about the environment. Yet electric batteries are so toxic for the environment and there's no way to dispose of them. You can't recycle them. And they're incredibly toxic. So where are we going to put them, right? You're going to have to build sites like you do for nuclear waste. They're not telling you that electric vehicles have hundreds and hundreds of percent more mechanical problems than regular vehicles. I'm sticking with my diesel all the way, baby. I'm never changing. But they're not telling you this stuff. But yeah, they're trying to force us. Now, my opinion, why they're forcing this agenda to green has nothing to do with environment. It has nothing to do with climate change. That is a big scam. I've even seen congressional testimony where they cornered the people, the scientists and the people talking about it. At what level of carbon dioxide or the waste that's in the atmosphere is coming from human beings? It's not barely 4%. That's it. 4%. And all of the trillions of dollars that they want to spend, it's barely going to reduce it, not even one percentage point. And we think we're stopping climate change. It is a hoax. My opinion, climate change is about going into this electric world because the electric world is about controlling you. You have an electric vehicle. They know exactly where you go, what you do. Your phone calls are recorded. You're being recorded internally inside your car with cameras, and they can turn it off. Starting in 2026, if you don't know this, you better plan. I would be getting a new vehicle because starting in 2026, all new vehicles manufactured in the United States are going to have a kill switch. And now they say the kill switch is for alcohol and trying to catch drunk drivers. That is a crock of crap. And the amount of trouble that's going to come from that is unbelievable. So what happens if a lady is pregnant and, you know, she has a cramp and somehow swerves and the car thinks she's drunk and it turns off the car. And then they strand this lady on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Can you imagine the amount of crime that's going to take place? That kill switch is so deadly. Even Congress is trying to, you know, go around and kill the idea, literally, but it's not working. Me, I have new vehicles and I'm not getting any new ones anytime soon. I'm going to stick with diesel for the rest of my life. I'll ride these things out for 30 years if I have to, but I'm never getting a new vehicle with a kill switch in it because they will be able to turn you off if they decide you are non-compliant and you don't deserve to drive. So, but yet we're pouring trillions of dollars into this. This is a really big deal. One factor beyond just the trillions they're pouring into green energy is the government has been spending, which the government has grown unsustainably, of course, just under 5% in real terms year over year outside the pandemic, which spent trillions of dollars we didn't even have. This is one of the fastest rates in decades and works at a cross purpose with monetary policy that they're doing with interest rates. What's interesting is I'm going to get to visuals. So hang on with me, spread the word, but I am going to start. I've found out a program that I can do, and I'm going to start doing this visually so I can start showing charts too. But this is an amazing chart here. It's dangerous to be right, I got to tell you, but the government is definitely wrong here. And when you see the amount of government spending contributions to the gross domestic product, in the last 3 years, the GDP growth has been almost all government spending. And wait till I get to the second point here, you're going to be blown away. But this is basically massive federal spending that's going into pet projects, going to wars in Ukraine and Israel, the defense industry, and around Taiwan. So this stuff is not just government spending and military, but it's also the whole green energy. Of course, not nuclear, which I don't know why, because nuclear is. And yet they want you to get electric vehicles, but yet the electric grid completely stinks in America. We have a 5-point electric grid system, folks. 5 points. And all of the United States. I'm thankful I live in a place where we have local energy source and it's not attached to any of the grid. But, you know, 5 points. So you just take out a terrorist, takes out one grid, and you're going to find 4 or 5 states are going to be without electricity in who knows how long. I don't know why we're not going to electric or to nuclear, because we could increase electric output. So, you know, they want you to drive electric vehicles, yet there's not enough electricity to power the vehicle. I've talked to people who have electric vehicles. Good luck, especially taking a road trip. Good luck. You spend hours in charging stations. Good luck. It is, the whole idea is the most unbelievable farce I've ever seen in my life. So the U.S. economy is growing simply to a function of a war machine, really, and a wealth transfer mechanism that's going from the middle class to the 1%. Basically, this is truly a highway to hell for we the people. Personal consumption contributes a little bit, but in the last point here on what the economy is doing and why it seems like it's going okay, since the pandemic, and I've said this before, but since the pandemic, Americans saved up about $2.1 trillion. It was basically, we had the restrictions, we had the lockdowns, the supply chain problems, so Americans couldn't spend money. And so they saved their money up to the tune of $2.1 trillion. In the last year alone, Americans spent $1.9 trillion out of the savings. Huge. All that is what money has been, besides the government spending, has been going into the economy. Both are not productive. It's not an economy that's producing. It's not small business that's sharing profits and supplies. It has nothing to do with it. Yeah, the big corporations are getting money that come from the government, but that's not who we're talking about here. 75% of employment comes from small business in America. And we the people have used $1.9 trillion of our savings in just the last year alone. We're burning through literally, $100 billion. It was like every other week or a week. It's just a crazy number. Basically, savings will be gone by the end of the year. So here's what I contend. If the government doesn't keep printing money, they can't keep spending on the government projects. So as they print money, they're going to create more inflation. The people no longer have savings to spend. So what's going to happen? You have layoffs going on everywhere. People are not going to be able to spend money on stuff. They don't have the extra cash for it. And inflation is going to continue to rage. I don't care what they say. The inflation numbers they're telling you are a complete lie. You have to go to shadow statistics to get the truth. But we're still in double-digit inflation. And if they lower interest rates, it's going to really explode. We could have hyperinflation, potentially. There's a reason why Argentina voted in a Donald Trump-like candidate. Other countries in Europe are voting in Donald Trump-like candidates. They're realizing that the left is out of control and there's no more of this middle ground. You now have communism, perversion on one end, and then you're struggling. So where are we going to go? I think people are ready to go back to nationalism, and that's what the power elite do not want to see, because that goes against the plan. But I got to tell you, folks, I still believe in we the people. If we can overthrow enough of these yahoos in government and start doing what these other countries are, like Argentina, we the people can all become wealthy. There is so much printed currency out there that we could have an economic boom. But I contend they do not want that economic boom to take place. They do not. Because they are trying to push, emphatically push, towards a central solution, which is digital ID, digital currency, slave state for we the people. And it's coming right out of the mouth of that Yahoo Schwab at the World Economic Forum. And the World Economic Forum is nothing more than AKA Trilateral Commission. And I know most of you probably don't know about that stuff, but let me just tell you, these are the power elites, the Luciferians, and evil of evil. And this is the people that are trying to take us to a one world order. And if you don't think the Mark of the Beast concept is legitimate or real, what do you think the vaccine passports were all about? Do you remember if you didn't have your passport, you couldn't go into certain establishments? You couldn't go, even in Germany, you couldn't even go into a shopping market and get food if you didn't have your passport. That is a precursor of the Mark of the Beast. And so they're telling you that the economy's doing great, the GDP's up, all the mainstream financial numbers. This is what they're telling you. But it's not even close to being true, because a real economy, our small business, which employs 75% or more of the people, trading money and profits to small business. But the fact that we are doing nothing but spending all of our savings, and then the government is spending on green energy and war, that is not a healthy economy. And one, if you study history, is absolutely not sustainable. So it's very, very behooves you anyway to be properly protected, to have a lot of your excess savings out of financial institutions, out of the bank accounts for sure, because you're an unsecured creditor. And that money's not yours. You've given them a loan. That's why they give you interest. And remember, the interest is in the money market system, but the money market system is no longer cash. Read the fine print. A money market is now 98% U.S. treasuries. That's right. The government has successfully raided the money market system that had trillions of dollars in it. That's what they've been funding the government with. And all you have sitting there are U.S. treasuries. Think about this. You have U.S. treasuries in your money market that you think is cash, or what you think is money, but it's not, because real money is a storage of value over time, which is gold and silver. But you have U.S. treasuries in a savings account or checking account or investment account. And then you're an unsecured creditor in that institution. And you think you have backstop? You think the FDIC is there? I don't know if many realize, but the FDIC insurance fund all was depleted, bailing out the Silicon Valley Bank and a couple others that they bailed out. They paid off people that should never have gotten bailed out. They broke their own laws, Dodd-Frank 2008. They broke their own rules. And that just shows you we are lost in America because we no longer have the rule of law. Oh, I'm sorry, rule of law for you and I, we the people, but not for the power elites or corporations, right? So you have your money in U.S. Treasuries in an institution that you're an unsecured creditor. And you think you're safe in lieu of everything in front of us? I'd be thinking twice. I'd be calling Cornerstone Asset Metals. I'd be having a conversation. I'd be looking after your friends and neighbors. I know it's hard for them to listen, but this information we share here at Rigged Against You is legit and real, and is something that we can take and make action with. So until next time.
With record money printing, wild fluctuations in the stock market, and our devalued currency, only one easily accessible investment has stood the test of time, and that is precious metals. Precious metals such as physical silver and gold are a store of value, provide stability for your portfolio, and are the most widely accepted hedge against inflation and market volatility. Fortunes of incalculable wealth have been built throughout history through ownership of these wonderful metals, and smart investors still rely on the dependability of silver and gold to protect and preserve their hard-earned wealth and prosper in times of economic uncertainty. Call Cornerstone Asset Metals today at 888-747-3309 to protect, preserve, and prosper with silver and gold. Call 888-747-3309 or visit cornerstoneassetmetals.com.